Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread and holiday celebrations are canceled due to safety risks, many areas of worship are forced to close their doors during one of the holiest times of the year. Today we are joined by three of Bethel's religious leaders, Father Rich Magner from the Immaculate Conception Church, Andrew Craver from the Bethel Moravian Church, and Lauren Bradbury from the Bethel United Pentecostal Church. Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
The holiday season is a very important time in the Christian church. With the pandemic still going strong in this region, what are your plans to celebrate while keeping everyone safe? Andrew?
Yeah, we'll be having a Christmas Eve sort of candle festival from 10 to 5 tomorrow. And we'll only be allowing a certain number of people into the church at any time, and then also masks and social distancing. And then we'll also have drive-in worship service at 7 p.m.
Lauren?
Yeah, we're just going to continue with our regular service times. Since Christmas is on Friday this year, we will have tonight, we'll have a service with a Christmas emphasis, and then again on Sunday morning at least. I'm not sure yet on Sunday night, because I've turned that portion of that service over to Brother Tad Lindley, who does our Queefluk work. And so, but as far as for tonight and tomorrow, I mean Sunday morning, it'll have a Christmas emphasis. It will be virtual. We have just a skeleton staff that comes in order to run that virtual service.
And Father Rich?
So at the Immaculate Conception Church, we will not be having any in-person masses for Christmas, but we will be offering a pre-recorded Christmas Eve mass, which people can watch anytime they wish on the parish Facebook page or the parish website. The parish website is at bethelcatholic.org. And also, we will be offering a family Christmas Eve mass on Zoom, beginning with recorded Christmas music on CD from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Christmas Eve, and this will be followed by the Zoom Mass at 6:30 p.m. And if people would like to receive an invitation to the Zoom Mass, they could make that request in email form to me at rmagner, M-A-G-N-E-R, at jesuits.org.
What has it been like to have services during the pandemic, Andrew?
There's not a good adjective for this. In some ways, it's been a real blessing to think about services differently and how to provide for people's spiritual needs and their walk with Christ in new ways. So in some ways, more personally, like by picking up offerings at people's homes and things, but then also, you know, more creatively through parking lot worship and over Zoom and Facebook and YouTube and things like that too. So, you know, encouraging, I think, would be the adjective, because it shows that we can do things differently and still stay together.
And Father Rich?
So for us, we've had a lot of going, in large part, we've gone on the pre-recorded masses during a lot of the pandemic period, and that's been a real learning curve, moving up the technological learning curve, and learning how to get the masses recorded and then posting them on the Facebook and the website. And so that's been, Father Mark is Helskin has been very instrumental in that technological filming aspect of what we've been doing. And But it seems like the recordings are getting better each week, and so we've been pleased.
And Lauren?
Well, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge because we're lacking the face-to-face fellowship with others. However, we do see from our Facebook page that we're reaching a lot of people we wouldn't normally. Something I forgot to mention in my last response was that we're on Bethel United Pentecostal Church Facebook page live, and also on our own radio station 91.9 KJNR, and that's at 11 o'clock on Sundays. And 11 in the morning, 6 in the evening on Sundays, and then Wednesday at 7. So it's been, we're certainly looking forward to getting back to live services. But I concur with what the others have mentioned, that some of the challenges and yet potentially some of the blessings.
And you've all touched on this a little bit, but how has technology changed the way that people attend services? Lauren?
Well, during this time, that's how they're attending. I think we'll know more when we come out of this. But at the moment, I would say, at least for most of our people, I think they are attending. So.
And Father, continue.
No, virtual. I'm just saying they're attending virtually.
And Father Rich?
So for us, yes, very dramatically. The nice thing about being on the pre-recorded masses online is that we've been able to reach folks not just in Bethel, but also all through the YK Delta and even in Anchorage. And so that's been, it's surprising. We hear from people who are getting, being able to view the masses from all over the place.
And Andrew?
Yeah, I agree with what the other guys have said. We've in some ways spread a broader net to allow people from further away out into our worship services, which is a pleasure and encouraging. And then also we lose people sort of through the gaps sometimes because not everybody here in the community we serve in has access to good internet to you or participate in a Zoom service or can make the sacrifice because of our data limit. So, it's a trade-off that gets our congregations, our communities a little bit wider, but it also we also risk losing some people that are right here, too.
What have you found to be the hardest obstacle to overcome while serving the congregation or your congregation during this pandemic? Father Rich?
Well, early on in the pandemic, when we were having our socially distanced masses, and I know one of the first things that we really had trouble with was finding hand sanitizer. I couldn't find any in Bethel. I couldn't get any online, and we were kind of running low, and we needed it. You know, we were going through a lot of it at our services, and but I was able to, through the Bethel City Manager, they were very helpful to us, and they were able to contact the State Office of Emergency Preparedness and provided us with a nice supply of sanitizer. And then recently, the city has been very helpful in providing PPE supplies.
Lauren?
Well, I think I'll concur with what was just said there, but I think for us, our services are are very active because we oftentimes we'll have an altar call at the end of a service. People come forward. They come to pray. This may linger for 15 minutes to an hour that people spend time in prayer. And so that has been, it's been difficult to measure that. I've encouraged people to gather at home and pray after the services. I give them questions at times for them to discuss with one another. But it's still, it's an unknown.
And Andrew?
Yeah, I think most Moravians would agree with me that we miss music and singing together. We've been partnered with the Covenant Church for the last several months to sort of share the responsibilities and new weights of the technology involved. And we've been seeing, new music together with them that maybe we wouldn't have always done if we'd stayed in our sanctuary. So that's been good. But I know that, I miss and a lot of my congregants miss singing music together. That's been one of the harder parts for us.
On that note, Andrew, do you have a Christmas hymn that is giving you hope or comfort during this particular Christmas season?
I do. There's an old Moravian hymn called Christ the Lord. It was written by John Miller in the 18th century that I just love. we don't even use it here, but lots of other Moravian churches around the world use it. John Miller, who wrote Christ the Lord.
Lauren, do you have a Christmas hymn that's giving you hope?
Well, I enjoy all of the Christmas hymns, but probably just comes to mind is Joy to the World by, I believe, Isaac Watts. And so that's, will no doubt be, and we have sung it already. We will be singing it more throughout the Christmas season.
And Father Rich, same question.
Silent Night is one of my favorite Christmas songs, and so I love to hear it, and it's bringing me a lot of comfort and peace these days. And one of the verses is Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. So it's a great reminder of what the season's all about, and all the good news that is in that Christmas message.
Is there somewhere people can look to find out more about the different service options that your churches offer, Father Rich?
So people can go to our parish Facebook page or the parish website for all the latest information. The parish website is at BethelCatholic.org. And then when they go to Facebook, they can just go to the Immaculate Conception Church Facebook page.
Lauren?
Yeah, we have both a web page and a Facebook page. Our web page is BethelAKUPC.org, and our Facebook page is Bethel United Pentecostal Church. And on there, they'll find service times, announcements ahead of times of the names of the messages or the titles of the messages. Quite a bit of information.
Andrew?
We basically just use a Facebook page, and I created an event for more details. There's a document in the Facebook event, Christmas Candle Pilgrimage, under the Bethel Moravian Church Facebook page. But also, the Covenant Church is just much better on staying on top of releasing announcements, and so their Facebook page and their website partners, much better. they're a heavier partner for us, and they keep us all on the right calendar. So either the Bethel Covenant Church Facebook page or the Bethel Moravian Church Facebook page.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up the show, Andrew?
Everybody stay safe. I know that we all wish that this and every other holiday we've had this year were tighter, more communal, more traditional even. But this is a good chance for us to try new things, and I want to encourage us to, if we're going to have to do things differently, we may as well do them really different. So, stay safe, keep loving each other, and Merry Christmas.
Lauren?
Yeah, I'd like to just urge everyone to get vaccinated when their turn comes. My wife and I have appointments for today, and so we're just encouraging everyone to take the vaccine when it's their turn.
And Father Rich?
Gabby, just to thank you for this opportunity to get the word out about services for Christmas, and to wish everyone a very blessed and merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today for Coffee at KYUK. We just heard from Father Rich Magner from the Bethel Catholic Church, Andrew Craver from the Bethel Moravian Church, and Lauren Bradbury from the Bethel United Pentecostal Church. I'm your host, Gabby Salgado. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a Merry Christmas.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.